From NPR News, this is Day to Day. One of the trickier things to learn when you begin driving a car, parallel parking. Well, try doing it with an animal. No, not at the wheel. Actually, parking an animal, say a 6-foot-tall, 1,800-pound steer. In Vermont, Green Mountain College tests students on how they parallel park these animals. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck sent this audio postcard.
So I'm going to propose, guys, as those of you taking the exam, let's go down to the field. My name is Kenneth Mulder. I'm a scientist trained as an ecological economist. I like to teach economics, but my favorite thing to teach here is farming, and in particular with draft animals. Come haul, Bill. Haul. So this is Lou. Over there is Bill, Green Mountain College's iconic team of oxen. Haw. Oh, haw. Oh, haw. G and haw are pretty standard. I've never found somebody who knows definitively where they came from. The best I've heard is that haw sounds a little bit like here. Haw. Good boy. Oh, haw. And since you're standing on the left side of the team, when you're doing a left turn, they're coming towards you. So haw, come here. And G sounds a little bit like get. And often when you say G, you'll say G over, as in get away from me. G. Whoa. Yeah, Rachel first, Gretchen. Go ahead and give me a tight left turn first.
Okay.
All the way in a circle. And then a wide right-hand turn, again, all the way in a circle.
Okay.
Hey, boys. Hey, boys.
You ready? Boys, get up. Yep. Boys, get up. Good boy. You can, you know, take the crop and do all the commands and everything, but you still, your body position has to be right and your energy has to be right. I mean, if you're nervous at all, even if you don't know it, they're going to pick up on that and they're going to not listen. So it's a lot harder than it looks.
Whoa. Back.
No, he's eating the line.
We say that Lou doesn't rhyme with poo for no reason. Lou is often the problem animal. And being the off animal, he's the harder one to exert influence on.
You know, yeah, they're actually very intimidating. I mean, I've been around horses that are taller, and I have no problem with them, but they just have these big horns that stick out, and you're kind of like, I don't want to be that close to their heads. You know, they shake their head a little, but they know where you are, and they're actually extremely gentle. They're actually more laid back than horses. They're just big, you know, teddy bears, really.
The blue.
Whoa!
I like the sense that it's kind of back to the origins of farming, where you're using a team of oxen or horses or whatever you have as a draft animal. And it feels amazing to be in sync with that and with nature all around you.
And Erica, pretty much all fours with the exception of incremental force, but you know, I'm a little, that's not going to hurt your grade because you replace that with maybe an excess of patience. Right? You gave them time and eventually they listened. So, you know, what I would say was it was a beautiful example of an alternative driving style. So
it was
quite good.
That's Green Mountain College instructor Kenneth Mulder. You also heard the voices of students Rachel Carmichael, Kyle Rock, and Ryan Dixon. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck produced that story.